listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour open phones. Give us a call. Now, here's your host, Griff.
And this open phone segment is brought to you by GoDaddy.
Hello.
Yes. Read the top line of seven, tell, page of segment 11. Tell me if there's something.
Of segment 11?
Yeah.
This open phone segment is brought to you by...
So this open phone segment is brought to you by Terapeak, eBay market research to increase your online sales. For a minute there, I thought there was a merger I didn't know about.
But, really?
We're feeling lucky, so make our day at 888-RADIO-30. Again, that lucky number is 888-723-4630.
If you do not want to call us at 888-RADIO-30, that's okay. If you want to get us a message during the show, you may do so using the eBay radio player. There's a little tab down at the bottom that says contact us, and you can submit your question or your comment there. And we have a few. I want to give you one right now, Griff.
Okay.
Doug Shaw from Santa Rosa, California, known on eBay as Doug 95403.
Yes.
Can you explain what is eBay static that I see when refreshing my eBay? When I see this URL, the page often freezes. I just started seeing this eBay static URL about a month ago.
Huh? What's the URL?
eBay static.
I have no idea. What's on the page when he sees it?
Doug, can you give us a call or send in another email to us,
yeah,
please?
See, I always need more detail. I think people must assume that the details will reveal themselves. But whenever you're reporting a bug, we talk about this when John's on the site, or you have a question you like this, you have to provide us more information. A screenshot is really helpful, and most people can easily take a screenshot by you in Windows just using the print screen button on your keyboard. But without more information, I don't know what to tell you.
Right now.
I don't know what we're talking about. So.
Well, please get in touch with us, okay? Now, Eric Nash with Stamps.com is on the line with us. Hello, Eric. What's your question or comment today?
Hey, Lee and Griff. Happy holidays, and hope you both are doing great today.
Yeah, thank you.
Good. Well, for today's topics, I wanted to touch base on two holiday shipping items. And the first one is USPS shipping deadlines. And this is very important if you use first-class package international shipping. The deadline for packages to arrive by Christmas has already passed for first-class package international. That deadline was yesterday, December 9th. So if you're shipping to international destinations and you normally use first-class international, you're going to probably need to upgrade to a faster mail class to get it there by Christmas, such as Priority Mail International or Priority Mail Express International. So very important, make sure you pay attention to that. And also, if you're shipping to an APO or an FPO address, that deadline is today, December 10th, for your package to arrive by Christmas. So if you're sending to a military member and you're using Priority Mail, the deadline is today. You still can. You still have a few more days if you're shipping with Priority Mail Express, but they're all the deadlines for international and APO and FPO are coming up. So make sure you have those dates documented and know when to ship. My second tip I wanted to discuss was return shipping. A lot of buyers, you know, may want to return an item they purchased online recently. ComScore, which is the biggest online independent research company, they recently did a study and indicated that 62% of online buyers have returned an item that they purchased online in 2013. That's up 11%. That's huge. 11% from last year. So product returns are kind of just becoming a normal part of the sales process. And eBay obviously has a great product called eBay Hassle-Free Returns, which allows a buyer to return an item according to the terms that the seller dictates in terms of their return policy. You can choose to have the buyer pay the return shipping fees, or you can pay them or have the buyer pay them. or the seller could pay them, whatever's in the seller's return policy. But if you don't use eBay's hassle-free returns, make sure you're using a shipping software that that does allow you to easily print a return shipping label. Stamps.com has a return shipping label option that allows you to pick the selected mail class, whether it be first-class package service, priority mail, medium mail, or even parcel select. And then it emails a PDF of that return shipping label to your buyer. So it's it makes for an easy return process and hopefully a happy buyer. And so that's it for me, Lee and Griff. I'm going to send it back to you, and hopefully everybody's having a great holiday selling season.
I hope so. Thanks, we're hearing a lot of good things out there. Thank you, Eric. Thank you, Eric. Always nice to hear from you. That's Eric Nash with Stamps.com.
Yeah, so far, if you look at the numbers for e-commerce this year across all the channels, you know, it's way up. Even eBay had a huge boost on Black Friday, and that has to be based on more solid sales. So I would assume overall that sellers are not, maybe not all, but sellers in general are selling more this holiday season.
So I have something kind of cute from those of us who remember the 60s and 70s.
I do.
I have an item number. It is 2713. Okay.
2713. Yes.
Oh, I have to go here too. Oh, I have to find it also. Okay. It is 2713-386-6-2251. So I'm going to go there too. 2713-386-6. This is such exciting radio, isn't it? 3866. You're there, obviously.
I am there, dude. 2251. It's the Cannabus.
Yes, it's the Cannabus. And the starting bid is $25,000. Wow. And it's a converted 35-foot Greyhound marijuana campaign coach. And it's all... A well-used Greyhound coach, fully converted into a livable mobile home. It's a unique, one-of-a-kind creation. And if one wishes to live in it, he or she will be quite comfortable. Basically, they used this to go around the country to try to get marijuana legalized, basically. And this was in, I think, British Columbia.
Yes.
Where they're looking for marijuana laws there. I don't know where they stand or if they won or what, but this is the bus for it.
Oh, what a nice
Betsy
bus.
Betsy thought we'd just find that cute.
Did you see the interior photos? It looks pretty comfy.
Hey, you and I could go around the country in it and do the show. You, me, Howie, and John.
I think we'd have to change the decals out on the outside of
yes,
the bus.
Yes, we would.
I'm all for legalization. I'm just not a user.
Okay, here we go.
That's a very cool. I love they call it Cannabus.
Isn't that cute? Yeah, I'm looking at the inside now. It does look pretty.
Well, I could see someone's been doing their work, and there's a drum. There's a photo of somebody. Did you notice the photo of somebody over the sink, the counter?
Yeah.
Wow, they who knew? I wonder who that is.
God only knows.
Yeah, and he's not saying.
Interesting.
Very nice. 25,000. No bids yet. There's only 6 hours left.
It's a lot of money.
Well, I don't know anything about a bus.
It's a Greyhound coach. It's an old Greyhound bus.
But how many miles does it have on it? Does that count?
I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's a good deal. I wouldn't want to, like, get it and then, you know, halfway from Sydney to Alice Springs, you know, it breaks down and I have to ride on the top in full drag. Oh, no, that's the wrong movie. That's Priscilla, Queen of the Desert.
What a great movie that was. It was a hoot.
I don't. 25,000 doesn't sound that outrageous.
No, it
I guess
doesn't.
I don't know anything about buses, so I'm going to have to do.
Oh, listen to this survey by Pitney Bowes. They found that 81% of consumers, who made a purchase requiring shipping in the last year, have tracked a package.
Yeah, yeah.
And of that 81%, 30% check tracking once or twice. 21% check tracking 3 to 5 times, and 30% check tracking 6 or more times. The survey also found that 80% of respondents considered shipping options, including free shipping, to be an important factor in their overall shopping experience. And furthermore, free shipping is more important to American consumers than fast shipping by 77% versus 19%.
Yeah, I kind of fit into that demographic, although I'm not so compulsive obsessive that I check every six times a day.
I love to check my packages.
I'd rather not pay for shipping, and I'm never really in a rush. I love the option, if I am in a rush, to be able to select that and pay for it if I have to. But what's the rush? Well, you know, that's one of the things you get when you come so close to the end in the hospital and you get out. You think, what's the rush? What's the big rush? I get the package tomorrow. I get it next week. It's fine.
So maybe when we come back from this break, it'll be our last break, we can talk about eBay's top five interesting toys sold the first week in December.
Yeah.
Top five interesting toys sold. Maybe we can do that. Yeah. If we don't have any call, you know what? But we do have a lot of contact us's. People who want to ask you questions.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll go for that also when we come back. Let me see what I have here that I could go to very quickly. Let's see what we've got. Oh, that's the one where somebody's mad at me. Okay, I finally got a bad email, Griff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay. Okay, Amanda in Bodega Bay, California, known on eBay as Antique Moo. Hello, Griff and Lee. So happy you are healing, Griff. I have a question regarding the eBay iPad app. I'm only able to see 400 of my items, even though I have over 400 listed. Is this a bug?
It may be. I think I've heard something about this in the past, and I would love to ask the mobile team about it, but send it to me at griff@ebay.com, and I'll find out.
Okay, Amanda, I hope you heard that.
Yeah, I don't know why that would be the case. Let me look on my... I think when I look on my Android phone, so I only have 200-plus items at the moment. But I'm pretty sure when I look at the app, the eBay app, that I see them all. Double check. But send it to me. I'll ask if it's a bug. This open phone segment was brought to you by TerraPeak eBay Market Research to increase your online sales. Up next, your last chance this week to call us at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. And we'll come back with more of eBay Radio.
Imagine spending more time sourcing new products and creating listings and less time shipping your orders. With Stamps.com, you can print labels for any USPS mail class in seconds, saving valuable time. To help with your shipping, Stamps.com has come up with a special offer for eBay sellers. A free shipping program that includes a bonus, a free 5-pound shipping scale. A modest shipping and handling fee is required. You get all the benefits and features of Stamps.com custom designed for your eBay sales. This free Stamps.com program lets you import sales data from multiple eBay accounts automatically. You can batch print multiple labels in seconds and brand your shipping labels by adding your company logo. Go to Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio. Then sign up for the free shipping program. Sign up today and enjoy your free 5-pound scale. Compliments of Stamps.com.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 226.
As an eBay seller, you want people talking about your items. Sandy Garcia, a.k.a. Social Sandy, is known on eBay as top-rated seller Office Threads. She says start conversations using social media.
What you can do as an eBay seller, use social media marketing to start these conversations. Because every time you get a like or a retweet or some sort of a comment or engagement when you share an item in social media, whether it's Pinterest, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, Instagram, the list goes on, those links become more valuable and Google will push them higher if people are talking about them.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
So you've poked around and found the next hot item to list in your eBay store. That's awesome, but you'd like more information about how similar products are moving. It's time to sign up for TerraPeak's free trial, and here's why. TerraPeak's got pricing and sales info on everything sold on eBay for the past 12 months. That's cool, and it will help make smarter product sourcing decisions. TerraPeak has lists of hot sellers across all of eBay and also by category. That's smart. Then there's choosing the right words for search optimization and for writing listings that sell. TerraPeak helps with that. TerraPeak provides reliable market insight into your eBay opportunities. And there's that free trial thing again. Terapeak. You really should check them out. People who use Terapeak swear by it because it makes product research a whole lot easier. Go to Terapeak.com and get the free trial today.
And now, more of eBay Radio's top-rated Seller Hour open phones. We're waiting for your call. Here's your host, Griff.
Today's final open phone segment is brought to you by Inventory Scouts. Fast and free sourcing solutions. Christmas is coming. Ooh, and so is your call. 888-RADIO-30. Once again, that's 888-723-4630.
Bianca Sharma with GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping is on the line with us. Hi, Bianca. What do you have for us today?
Hi. Nice to meet everyone. So I just wanted to take a moment and mention that the year is ending soon. So everybody who wants to have an easier time come tax time in March should actually make sure they go into GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, link their eBay and PayPal account as well as bank accounts, and they'll be able to get 12 months of data. If you do it later in next year, then you might not be able to get this year's, which will make taxes hard. So go ahead, link now your eBay, PayPal, and bank accounts, and then relax over the holidays, and when you come back, you'll see all the data in there. Just make sure that you link the accounts by December 31st. You can do that in the Manage tab in your GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping. And then enjoy the holidays, come back in January, and start managing your finances to be ready for tax time.
Now, this is very good for people who haven't signed up, and the year's almost ending, and they're worried, and they haven't done anything about their taxes, and they're concerned, and they've got things in boxes. Where do they go right off the bat?
Oh, right off the bat, they can go to GoDaddy.com, and under the Products tab, they will see Invoicing and Bookkeeping, and that's where we are.
Thank you so much, Bianca. Great to have you on the program today, and happy holiday to you. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30. Well, Griff, we've had a lot of good information on this show today.
Oh, it was chock-a-block with good information.
Most definitely.
I don't know how I'm going to put it all in my little head.
Tom in Pittsburgh, known on eBay as Black and Gold Gifts. How you doing, Tom? What's your question or comment?
Just wanted to announce our next meetup for the Steel City eBay and e-commerce sellers group, and I will send it to you shortly after this phone call.
Okay.
It is Friday, February the 7th at 6:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. again at the Eaton Park Restaurant at 245 East Waterfront Drive in Homestead, PA. And I'd like to thank both Bill and Doug who came out in the blizzard so that we had a small meeting last Friday. But the guys came out. They just didn't want us to be there alone. But we actually had a good meeting with just four people.
So what was the meeting about?
Well, it was just supposed to be a general meetup about e-commerce, nothing special, a little bit about shipping and whatnot, but we just got to know each other a little bit better, and we enjoyed each other's company, and we sat through the worst of the storm. By the time we came out, it was pretty much over, and the roads were salted. So,
and you had all learned something about selling on eBay.
Absolutely.
Tom, thank you very much for your call. We love hearing from you.
Thanks, Tom.
Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. Okay, quickly, let's do these top five interesting toys sold the first week in December. So you do the first one, number five.
Oh, sorry. The top five. USPS new Harry Potter Forever Stamp souvenir booklet of 20. Wow. From the U.S. Postal Service store. Yes, the USPS has an eBay store now. 11,680 new Harry Potter Forever Stamp souvenir booklets of 20 have been sold at a price of $9.20 each. Well, good for them.
Number four, rare Ferrari F40 kiddie ride, as seen on the reality TV show Fast and Loud. This authentic arcade ride was imported from Italy in the mid-1980s and simulates a full-throttle acceleration followed by threshold braking. It's been hot-wired, but the coin operation unit can be repaired. It sold yesterday for $1,707 with 42 bids.
Well, some kid's going to be very happy.
Very.
Number three, the Gilbert Atomic Energy Lab U-238 is the perfect gift for the budding scientist or nuclear engineer in your family. This vintage science toy was produced and sold between 1949 and 1951. The kit of nuclear and radiation-related experiments was intended for use by children in the same way that chemistry sets were used.
Oh, my goodness.
Does
this thing actually have uranium-238 in the kit?
It's,
if that's the case, it's dangerous, is it? It sold on December 7th with 39 bids of a high bid of $4,861.13. So that's the Gilbert Atomic Energy Lab. I don't even want to go
and
there.
Number two is the David Ortiz Authentic 2013 Championship Beard Ball, featuring actual beard hair from most valuable player David Ortiz of the Boston Red Sox on a real Major League Baseball. The hair was obtained on November 4th at Gillette headquarters in Boston as part of a charity shave-off. Included with the beard ball is the actual Pro Fusion Glide styler used in the Shave Plus, a certificate of authenticity signed by Ortiz himself. It sold for $10,877.77 with 132 bids. Toy for big boys, of course.
And then number one was a one-of-a-kind realistic style teddy bear by Joanne Livingston of Desert Mountain Bear. This amazingly lifelike portrayal of a bear cub was based on the artist's close-up observations of the real things via one of the North American Bear Center's bear camps. The stuffed bear wears a radio collar, just like the North American Bear Center study animals. This young Bruin sold on December 8th for $11,281
bids. Wow, fun. Well,
nice toys, I'd say.
Yes, we'll see you Thursday.
We'll see you Thursday, babe. Thanks again for another great show, and thank you to you for listening to our Open Phone segment, which was brought to you by Inventory Scouts, Fast and Resources Solutions. We'll be live again on December 12th, Thursday, for Ask Griffin Lee. Listen to us then. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication, Global Food for Thought.
Inventory Scouts is a brand new company to eBay sellers. In a nutshell, they're an online directory for product sourcing, but with a few new twists. First, they verify all of their vendors. Then they show the average star ratings given by actual users. Plus, you can rate the vendors yourself. There's over 10,000 of them. Go to InventoryScouts.com. Sign up for your free account today. That's InventoryScouts.com for fast and free sourcing solutions.
Here's a smart shipping tip to make your eBay sales flow smoothly. Brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping.
Many eBay sellers have been skittish about relying on overseas postal delivery services. Well, now, shipments going to Australia, Belgium, Brazil, Croatia, Denmark, France, Germany, Great Britain, Israel, the Netherlands, New Zealand, Spain, and Switzerland, as well as Canada, all have free electronic delivery confirmation added automatically. It's available through USPS-approved PC postage vendors for First Class Package International, Priority Mail International flat rate envelopes, as well as small flat rate boxes. Wow, that's a mouthful. But don't be put off, because this expands your market reach considerably. And that's great news for your business.
This tip is brought to you by Endesha, the leader in solutions for e-commerce shipping. Go to endicia.com/eBay Radio.
Cross-selling entices buyers into purchasing more of what you're selling. Unlike other cross-selling tools, Smart Gallery by PageMage lets you choose the exact items to promote. Selling silver earrings? Put jewelry boxes in your Smart Gallery. Selling shoes? Display matching handbags. Smart Gallery is a free eBay app. Feature related products or advertise your most profitable ones. Get started now with Smart Gallery at PageMage.com.
Of all the hats you wear, the bookkeeper hat might be the trickiest. Outright is simply the best online solution for eBay sellers, saving you time, tracking all your sales and expenses in one place, automatically. With Outright, you know daily who's buying and what your profits are, state by state, in all your online stores and accounts. And the bookkeeping nightmare, with all your transactions organized in the same place by Outright, free in the App Center. Put your eBay small business finances on autopilot.
So, you've heard about Kabbage and their cash advances. You've got some plans and you need a few thousand dollars to put them to work. The Kabbage application is designed to be fast, painless, safe, and free. Just go to Kabbage.com and we'll check out your sales data, customer traffic, buyer feedback, and your e-commerce accounts to determine how much cash to advance. Pronto. So you can get on with what you do best, making profits. Kabbage with a K.com. Providing working capital to online sellers just like you.